Mentally prostrate to our Isht Devta, the Lord. And to Pujya Gurudev. May their grace and blessings be with us. You can take some water. Hello, can you call Neeru's phone, please? The other phone.
No, the other phone.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Steltec. Yeah, probably the alarm went off in the house. Let us invoke Bhagwan's grace and Puja Gurudev's blessings. May our mind remain on the Lord during this session. Let us consciously relax our body from head to toe and from toes back to the head, paying attention to each part. Back erect but not stiff. Full body completely relaxed. Can breathe, you can do Anulom Vilom for a few minutes. Five times the left, five times the right, and then five times alternate. Slow deep breaths with a gap between inspiration and expiration. When we are done, you can just put the hands on the hips and continue to breathe, alternating without using the fingers. Just left in through the left, out through the right, and so on. Today, the mantra we will use is from Kaivalya Upanishad. This Upanishad is fully dedicated to meditation. The Lord we worship has form and formless both. Its essential nature is formless, but it takes a particular form to bless us, so we may relate to that form. The Lord of this Upanishad is Lord Shiva, and we'll meditate on his form today. Uma Sahayam Parameshwaram Prabhum Trilochanam Neelakantham Prashantam Dhyatva Munirgachati Bhutayonim Samasta Sakshim Tamasav Parastam. The Lord is Uma Sahayam. Bhagavan Shiva is already always accompanied by Umaji, Mother Parvati. So this can represent Prakriti and Purusha, spirit and matter. Also, it represents the Lord and his Shakti. The Lord is the controller of the whole universe, and Parvati ji is his power, his Shakti. Parameshwaram, he is the Supreme Lord of the entire universe. Not only this cosmos we see with billions and billions of galaxies, but the heavens and the lower worlds are all controlled by him. Prabhum, he is the supreme power in the entire universe, but very benevolent, very calm, peaceful Lord Shiva is. Trilochanam, he has three eyes, the sun, the moon, and the third eye is fire, which represents the knowledge, the wisdom, the Vedas. So the Lord has complete wisdom and controls all the galaxies and their movements as sun and moon. For us, the three eyes on knowledge, devotion, and the third eye is when we get wisdom from the Guru and adopt that in our life. That is the third eye of wisdom. Neelakantham, he swallowed the poison at the time of Amrit Manthan. In us, it represents that if any negativity comes to us, we should keep it in the throat, not allow it to pollute our head or our heart. Do not express it, just control it. Any negative tendency. Prashantam. Extremely peaceful. If you look at a picture of Lord Shiva in meditation, our mind becomes extremely peaceful. So may His grace be on us as we meditate together, so that our mind may be turned upon the Lord and not wander. Next is Dhyatva Munir Gacchati Bhuta Yoni. Meditating upon Him. Muni means the sage. Here it means the meditator, the seeker. Gacchati Bhuta Yoni. The Lord is the originator of all beings. All living beings are the Lord. Bhuta Yoni is Brahmaji. So Brahmaji was also created by Bhagwan. So when we meditate, we go back to the origin of our own jiva, where we started our spiritual journey. And how we have progressed. So invoke His blessings for that. Samasta Sakshim. As the consciousness, the Lord is in the heart of every being and in our heart, in our intellect. As the silent witness of our body's activities, the mind's emotions, and the intellect's thoughts. Tamasa Parasta. The consciousness is beyond darkness. That means this consciousness is aware of light and is also aware of darkness. When I am in a dark room, I know I am there. So let us pay attention to the Lord, who is the consciousness within and without. And that is my true nature. Shivoham, Shivoham. We chant that. Shivoham. Lord Shiva is not separate from me, he is my inner self. So we can focus on his qualities, on his loving, compassionate form, and as the formless self within us, let us be a witness of our body, mind, intellect, and try to make our mind peaceful and centered on Bhagwan. Who is the Supreme Lord of my heart and of all hearts. The next few minutes we'll spend in silence contemplating on these ideas. शांति 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 हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। यू कैन यूज द सेम आइडियाज टू मेडिटेट ऑन योर इष्ट देवता एज द फॉर्म एंड विथ ऑल दीज क्वालिटीज दैट ही इज द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड द विटनेस एंड सो ऑन। Next week, we will meditate on the formless aspect of the Lord. Today, we meditated on the form. Next week will be the formless, all pervading. Which is also our essential nature. Thank you.